The charity Sense About Science is publishing a brochure today claiming that pressure groups are scaremongering about the effects of mobile masts and Wi-Fi on health. It says there's no evidence they cause any harm. Elaine Fox is a psychologist from Essex University who helped produce the brochure. Michael Bevington is from the charity Electrosensitivity UK, which represents people who suffer the effects of electroradiation. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael Bevington, now you're fairly convinced that you are affected, aren't you? In what way?
Oh, certainly. Well, it all started with when they put the Wi-Fi into my classroom, and then I went down with the usual sorts of symptoms. Headaches, pains in the fingers and the joints, heart palpitation, digestive problems and so on. And then it occurs whenever I'm in the presence of that type of radiation again, when I'm feeling sensitive.
And so when we have this Sense About Science saying that charities like yours are scaremongering, what would you say?
Well, we're doing absolutely the right thing of warning people of how dangerous it is and how many people are now suffering from it. So it's absolutely right we do this.
Elaine Fox, do you think Michael Bevington is scaremongering?
Well, I think the reason behind this leaflet was to really try and bring the scientific facts into the public debate. And Michael's absolutely right. There's a lot of people who believe they are being affected by Wi-Fi and mobile phones. But in the scientific studies now, I think there would be about 40 studies where people have been exposed under controlled conditions to these type of radio frequencies. And actually, when people aren't aware when the machines are on or off, the scientific research shows very clearly that, in fact, the symptoms aren't related to the electromagnetic fields. So really, the idea behind this leaflet that Sense About Science has produced is to really bring these scientific facts into the public debate, because a wide range of scientists realise that the public debate really wasn't consistent with the scientific facts.
So, Michael Bevington, it sounds like that you're imagining it.
Oh, certainly not. No, this is ludicrous. There's a major international report produced last year, 14 top scientists, the top scientists around the world, saying how dangerous this is, that the ICNET standards are completely out of date. There's Professor Grigoryev of the Russian Royal National Institute on Non-Ionizing Radiation, saying that the train is too late, we've lost it with our young people, that the effects of mobile phone and electrosmog are absolutely dire for them. No, this is a major problem facing the whole world, and I'm afraid this pamphlet has no definite science in it at all. There have been hundreds of studies showing the dangers of living close to phone masts, that within 300 metres that you get so many more rates of cancer, especially female cancers. It's a major problem, which I think this really piece of scary black propaganda masquerading as science is some of the worst I've seen, and I think it's just going to lead to more and more cases of cancer, dementia, electrical sensitivity because of its lies.
Elaine Fox.
I think we've just got a very good example, actually, of the type of scaremongering that this leaflet is trying to counter. And again, we can debate about different scientists saying different things, but for example, the World Health Organization has said that the type of science to look at is the science that's published in peer-reviewed scientific journals.
And Elaine Fox, what about the precautionary principle? There will be many people who say, look, if we don't know, then we ought to be more careful.
Sure, absolutely. And I think one of the difficulties, actually, is that the precautionary principle has led to a lot of studies taking place to try and establish whether there is, in fact, a risk. And I think that's very appropriate. I think it is very appropriate to listen to what people are saying and to conduct those studies. The problem, I think, has been that when those kind of studies are taking place because of the precautionary principle, people then think that actually there must be danger because a lot of the studies are being done.
Right. Have you done tests on people who say they suffer like Michael Bevington?
Yes, we have.
Could you test Michael Bevington?
We could, yes, we're still testing.
Michael Bevington, would you be happy to be tested?
No, because there are hundreds of thousands of studies which show this is dangerous. Scientists have been saying this from the 1940s.
But if you were to prove Elaine Fox wrong, you could undergo one of her controlled experiments to show that
it's been done. There have been studies which show 100% accuracy between the emission of the radiation and people feeling it. That's not the issue. I mean, you can see it with plants, with children, little babies who curl up to the end of their cots because of the effects of digital baby monitors and things like that. It's nothing new. This has been known for years by the scientists. This is hiding it. It's hypocrisy.
And it is a discussion and debate that will continue. Michael Bevington, Elaine Fox, thank you both.